October 17, 2025 asterisk, cybersecurity remains a critical concern, and today's developments highlight significant activity across the industry. Microsoft released a substantial security update, addressing 172 vulnerabilities, while Capita faced a hefty fine following a prolonged data breach stemming back to 2023. These events underscore the ongoing need for robust security practices and proactive incident response. This report details the key developments as reported by Integrity360.com. Microsoft's extensive Patch Tuesday release. Microsoft's October 2025 Patch Tuesday release represents a significant undertaking, addressing a total of 172 vulnerabilities. This update, released on October 17, 2025, is particularly noteworthy due to the inclusion of 6 zero-day vulnerabilities. These vulnerabilities, identified before public disclosure, represent a serious threat and highlight the evolving sophistication of cyberattacks. According to Integrity360.com, 2 of the 0 days were publicly disclosed, allowing for wider awareness and faster patching efforts. However, 3 of the vulnerabilities were actively exploited by attackers prior to public knowledge, indicating a concerning level of proactive malicious activity. The report details that 8 of the vulnerabilities are classified as critical, reflecting their potential impact on systems and data. Specifically, the update includes 5 remote code execution, RCE, bugs, and 3 privilege escalation vulnerabilities. These types of vulnerabilities are consistently among the most dangerous, allowing attackers to execute arbitrary code or gain elevated privileges within a system. The report emphasizes the urgency for organizations to apply these patches immediately. Vulnerabilities are distributed across several key Microsoft products and services. Notably, the update addresses flaws in Windows SMB Server, a critical component of the Windows operating system used for file sharing and network communication. Furthermore, the update includes fixes for vulnerabilities within Microsoft SQL Server, a widely used database management system, and an Azure modem driver. Inclusion of the Azure modem driver highlights the potential for vulnerabilities in seemingly less frequented software components, reinforcing the importance of comprehensive security assessments. Release of this update is particularly significant given that October 17th marks the final Patch Tuesday for Windows 10. Microsoft has officially declared the end of life for Windows 10, meaning no further security updates will be released for this operating system. Organizations currently running Windows 10 are now reliant on Microsoft's Extended Security Updates, ESU program for continued protection. ESU program provides ongoing security updates and support for a fee, representing a crucial layer of defense for organizations transitioning off the end-of-life operating system. Integrity360.com reports that the ICO has issued a strong recommendation for immediate action, stating that the continued operation of Windows 10 without active patching presents an unacceptable level of risk. Capita fined £14 million for 2023 data breach. In a separate but equally concerning development, the UK Information Commissioner's Office, ICO, has imposed a £14 million fine on Capita following a data breach that occurred in 2023. The breach, which was revealed today, exposed the personal data of 6.6 million people, impacting hundreds of clients, including 325 pension providers. The ICO's investigation revealed that the breach was facilitated by an employee who inadvertently downloaded a malicious file, remaining undetected for a period of 58 hours. The attackers, identified as being linked to the Black Basta ransomware group, gained access to approximately 4% of Capita's IT infrastructure during this time. The ICO's ruling specifically cited poor access controls and delayed incident response as key contributing factors to the severity of the breach. The ICO's investigation demonstrated a failure to adequately monitor and control access to sensitive data, coupled with a delayed response to the initial intrusion. This delayed response allowed the attackers to establish a foothold within Capita's systems, significantly increasing the potential damage. The Black Basta ransomware group, known for targeting organizations in the UK and Europe, exploited this vulnerability to gain access to sensitive information. The ICO's decision serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing threat posed by ransomware groups and the critical importance of robust cybersecurity measures, including proactive threat detection, rapid incident response, and stringent access controls. The fine represents a significant financial penalty and a clear signal of the ICO's commitment to enforcing data protection regulations. Asterisk looking ahead. Today's news highlights 2 distinct but interconnected cybersecurity challenges. Microsoft's extensive Patch Tuesday release underscores the ongoing need for organizations to promptly address vulnerabilities in their systems, particularly as they transition away from end-of-life operating systems. Simultaneously, the £14 million fine levied against Capita demonstrates the potential consequences of inadequate cybersecurity practices and delayed incident response. These events reinforce the critical importance of proactive security measures, continuous monitoring, and a swift, coordinated response to any security incidents. The cybersecurity landscape remains dynamic, and organizations must adapt their strategies to mitigate evolving threats. Section Break. Summary of Developments, October 17, 2025. On October 17, 2025, Microsoft released a significant security update addressing 172 vulnerabilities, including 6 zero-day exploits. Simultaneously, the UK Information Commissioner's office fined Capita £14 million for a 2023 data breach impacting 6.6 million people and linked to the Black Basta ransomware group. These events underscore the ongoing need for robust cybersecurity practices and proactive incident response. Section Break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.